In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I suspect that we may not always notice or stop to think about how every good thing that we experience in this world comes from the Creator, especially when it's cold and wintry out. After all, we see it every day. Weather, clothing, food, people, animals, sun, moon, stars. It's common and ordinary, but we're not alone. Even in his own day, Luther himself noted this tendency in his Genesis commentary. He writes, "It is a great miracle that a small seed is planted and out of it grows a very tall oak. But these, like the sun and stars rising, are daily occurrences. They have become of little importance. We do not notice nor give due thanks to God for the miraculous establishment and preservation of creation. They have become commonplace," he writes. And hence, he says, "if we regarded these wonders in true faith and appraised them for what they actually are, they surely would not be inferior to those things that we consider to be miracles." Well, today I'd like to draw your attention to the final line of the first article, "All this out of Father, divine goodness and mercy, without any merit or worthiness in me, all for which it is my duty to thank and praise, serve and obey." Well, focus on that little word, all. 9 times in this brief article, Luther mentions the little word, all. "Made me together with all creatures, given me all my members, all my senses, given me all that I have, provides me with all that I need to support this life, defends me from all danger, protects me from all evil. He does all this, all of which, for which it is my duty." If you focus on that word all, that all this comes from God, then how can it be ordinary any longer? In fact, it's extraordinary. So what does it mean to say that God gives all, does all, everything? Nothing we see or have is outside of his giving. I think there are these 3 implications. First, this is something about me and my life. This goes back to Luther's answer to the question, what does it mean to believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth? His answer, it means I am a creature. I am a creature living in a creaturely world. Put another way, what do I have that I have not received? But I am not a spiritual creature living like angels in a spiritual realm. I am a flesh and blood creature living in a flesh and blood world. I am a creature made of dust, earth, fire, water, air, living in and connected to a world made of earth, fire, water, and air. Is what Jason Brogy and I have been talking about, life in a first article world. So look around. Trees, made by God. Stone, made by God. Sun and clouds, made by God. Weather, given by God. Water, given by God. All this has been made by God, intended by God, for the life of you and me in this world. Or as in the Old Testament puts it, intended for a long life and a prosperous life on earth. One needs to think only of Deuteronomy 8 or Psalm 104 that speaks about bread to strengthen the heart, oil to make the face shine, wine to gladden the heart. This is the stuff of life. This is the stuff of our lives in a first article world. The first article world is where we live, and it is good. The second implication of the word all, it says something about God as creator. As creator, God gives everything. He is the exclusive and comprehensive provider of our lives and this world. As the creator, God is not dependent upon anything or anyone. Not me, not you, not anything else. This life and life in this world is a sheer unconditional gift. It is interesting that while we devote, rightly so, an extraordinary amount of attention upon emphasizing in redemption that we are saved by grace alone, which is understandable given the context of works righteousness and those issues in the 16th century. And so we emphasize grace alone, faith alone, and the like. And we marvel that God has redeemed us by grace alone, apart from works, apart from merit. It's interesting that Luther draws in that language of justification into this first article, as Oswald Beyer has pointed out. In other words, it is out of sheer fatherly goodness and mercy without any merit or worthiness on our part that God has made us and given us this first article world. And so we ought to marvel at it just as we marvel at redemption, without any merit, without any contribution on my part. Just as I did not deserve to be redeemed, nor did I deserve to be created. Finally, how do we fit within the story of creation? What is our role or responsibility as participants in the story? You might say, what does the creature owe the creator? What is the proper response of the recipient of life to the giver of life? Well, here we have, for which all of which it is my duty. Kolb likes to say it's our responsibility. First is acknowledgement of the gifts, thanks and praise. Elizabeth Ochtemeyer has suggested that thanks and praise is the echo of God's love. God says, it is very good. The creature rises up and says, it is very good indeed. And then serve and obey. It is here that we see that God's law is not a capricious, heteronomous, arbitrary, imposed set of instructions. Instead, his law is in fact instructions and the use of his creaturely gifts for the well-being of all. So we live in a first article world. We were created to live in a first article world. This is the world that we then ruined. In the Large Catechism, Luther suggests that if we truly believe the first article, that all that we have comes from God, that he is exclusive giver of my life, then we would not walk around proud and haughty as if all of this were due to our accomplishments. If we have lost a sense of accountability to God in our world, I would suggest it's because we've lost a sense of our creatureliness and the Creator's accountability to the Creator. And so it is this first article world that we ruin by refusing to participate by thanking and praising, serving and obeying. But it is also into this first article world that in which we live that the Creator brings us what Luther calls even more inexpressible gifts, namely his Son and his Spirit. And it is through his death and resurrection that Jesus brings into this first article world the forgiveness of sins. And where there's forgiveness, there's life and salvation. And it is into this first article world the Spirit will breathe the breath of new life that brings with it the resurrection of the body into a new first article world. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.